In a few days, we'll be saying goodbye to the old and welcoming the new as we celebrate the arrival of 2025. This is certainly not a foreign concept for Christians. Long ago, we said goodbye to the old covenant and embrace the new covenant brought to us by Jesus. Of course, the old covenant was and still is represented by the Ark of the Covenant. This was the vessel that God commanded to be built with very specific instructions, by the way. Purpose of the Ark of the Covenant was to carry the tablets, which featured the Ten Commandments, which represented God's Word. Last documented sighting of the Ark of the Covenant in the Bible is found in 2 Chronicles chapter 35, verse 3. And he said to the Levites who taught all Israel, who were holy to the Lord, put the holy ark in the house which Solomon the son of David, king of Israel, built. It shall no longer be a burden on your shoulders. Now serve the Lord your God and his people in Israel. Since then, it's been over 2,600 years since the Ark of the Covenant was seen. Theories have placed its location in places ranging from Africa to Ireland, but the Ark, as you may well know, remains missing. I have a theory about that as well. Is this what God intended? Now think about this. What was the purpose of the Ark of the Covenant? Right, to carry God's Word into the world for worship and teaching. Now, since the coming of Jesus brought about a new covenant, this brings about a question. Are we as Christians the Ark of the New Covenant? Let's go back to what the purpose of the Ark of the Covenant was. First, it was to hold God's Word. Not like a trophy or an icon, but to serve, more like a seed to plant his word into the souls of others. In Luke chapter 8, Jesus shares a parable about the seed being the word of God and says this in verse 15, but the ones that fell on good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. Now the purpose of the ark was to bring God's word to others for them to receive and grow in. Let's turn to John chapter 5, verse 24, where Jesus declares, most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. The Ark of the Covenant was designed to protect God's word. If the unholy touched it, they would die. Here's what we read in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15, looking carefully lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. The Ark of the Covenant was also the focal point of the worship of God's Word. Now, while the Ark was a physical representation of the Word, Jesus tells us this in John chapter 4, verse 24, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. The Ark of the Covenant could only bring God's Word to one location. We as Christians are taught to share God's word as we live God's word so that his word fills the world. This is our charge from Jesus in Matthew chapter 10, verse 27. Whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops, as well as in Mark chapter 16, verse 15. And he, meaning Jesus, said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So carry God's word in love with you as the ark of the new covenant, so that all who see you will hear him.